Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Oh, yeah, we're halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Appreciate you guys being here with us every morning, however you choose to consume Ben and Woods. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Benjamin, wanted to let you guys know, a lot of talk this week about mental health. Tons, right? And my men's group that I started is back Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Sanctuary by the Lost Abbey. 1215 San Alejo Road in San Marcos. It's like I tweeted, if you need a place, you feel heard, supported, this is it. Would love to see you there. And yeah, it's very informal. Somebody tweeted me last night and said, Woodsy, do you have a website or a summary that I could provide to a male friend to see if he'd want to join? Or is this tweet basically it? I said, it's pretty much bare bones. This is kind of it. I don't have a nonprofit or anything like that. I don't have a website. I do have a Discord. I haven't checked it in a while. I'm not great at the Discord at all. I wish I was, but I'm not. And but we will be there in person, 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Glad you waited and didn't try to do the virtual one you were discussing last week.
As am I. Could have created a lot of problems. So I'm very much looking forward to it.
Speaking of mental health, I know there's a lot of people who say we'd all be better off if we didn't spend so much time on our phones.
Oh, yeah. God.
Made more real connections with people.
Yes.
And they may be right. I had a story on Channel 10 last night that I read on the news. A restaurant in Washington, D.C. that they lock your phone away when you go. It's like a restaurant and bar. And they put your phone in a little baggie. They keep it for you. They don't let you have it during your meal.
Some musical artists do that as well. Jack White makes people put their stuff in a bag before. And it's not because you're bootlegging or anything like that. He doesn't care about that. It's because he wants you to be in the moment.
And I understand the concept, but this happened to me yesterday. I was in a hurry, leaving for work. Hate when I'm in a hurry, but I had to get to an interview at a certain time. And I get in the car, and I realize about 8 to 10 minutes into my drive, I have left my phone.
What time is this?
This is about 12:15, so just after noon. I'm supposed to be down there at 1. I'm going to make it.
But 8 minutes, you say?
Yeah.
Eight minutes. You're on the freeway.
It pained me. I just was about to get on the freeway. And as much as it pained me, it really wasn't a hard call.
It's not
I'd rather
an option.
Be late than not have my phone all day.
Yeah.
And I turned around, and I had to, you know, rush, run into the house, find the phone. Where did I leave it? Oh, yeah, left in the bathroom. Go grab my phone, get right back into the car, left it running, made it just in time. But I added a ton of stress to my life because I needed. I couldn't even conceive of the idea.
You can't fathom it.
Of not having my phone for the entire day. How would I even start?
What time would you have come back?
Not until 10 at night. Yeah.
There's no way.
Like 9 straight hours.
There is.
No one knows how to get a hold of me. I don't have a landline in my office anymore.
Nope.
What about
your pager that you carry? They can't page you?
Don't have a pager. I mean, you can ask someone else for like their phone and text.
Three people.
Three people whose number I actually know that aren't programmed into my phone and say, hey, I don't have my phone today. Try to send an email to people and say, I don't have my phone. So if you want to contact me, walk over to my desk. We text at work, like you're in a different part of the building. That's how you communicate with people. And I just didn't know what to do. Like, I have to have my phone. It kind of scared me a little bit how much I needed to have my phone with me to feel, like, comfortable and safe and complete. Like, and, you know, we grew up, we didn't have phones when we were kids. But now I need it.
I didn't have a phone till I was out of college. I mean, really. Like, I did not, and that was...
I think I got my phone, my first phone in middle school, 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
Like a prepaid or something.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'll never forget the days of college with, let's say your friend group is five people. And you would call them on their landline. They weren't home. You left them a voicemail. Hey, it's Woodsy. Going to go down to Hamilton's at 7. And you don't hear anything. And then you go down to Hamilton's and no one's there. So you go to the payphone outside and you use your calling card and you call your voicemail and you punch in all the codes. You call your answering machine. Hey, what's up, Woodsy? It's Rob. We actually didn't go to Hamilton's. We're over at Mike's. Okay, great. I'm going to go to Mike's. So I hang up, go over to Mike's. They're gone. You call back, hey, we're actually at Hamilton's now. So you go down to Hamilton's. You're like, hey, finally, we do this.
Which we can now avert with one simple text that takes 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Apostle OFC says, I've left my phone at home by accident. Didn't go back for it. Was out all day. Easily. One of the better days I've had in the last few years. LOL. I can see that. I can certainly
see
the peace of not having your phone and the appeal to it. But I would be a mental wreck, like not knowing someone's trying to reach me.
I've got
an emergency.
Small kids and a wife, and I wouldn't want them to worry. You know?
Yeah.
And so that's obviously, if I was single, different story altogether. I probably wouldn't want to be on my phone. But, or maybe I would if I was single.
Might be on your phone more.
Might be on my phone more. I don't know that that's possible. No one is more online than me. No one on the planet. But you have to do it. I lost mine last night for 7 minutes. I was taking off my shoes. I put my shoes up in their cubby and put my phone up there too. Went in, got the kids ready for bath and whatever. I started feeling for my pockets, didn't have it. I looked in the kitchen, it wasn't there. And I'm like, where is it? And my phone's off. Like, I have no sound on my phone ever. It never dings, never. It's always off. So I have to constantly check it to see if anybody's texting me. So I walk in and I'm like, where's my phone? I can't play the little, you know, the little sound,
ping, yeah.
The ping, because it won't show up. You can't call me because I won't be able to hear it. So I'm walking around. Finally, I go, oh, closet. And I go, oh, there it is, sitting on the little perch. And I was like 7 minutes and it was sheer panic of where is it? Where did I leave it? But I don't know how to do it.
I've never left the house without my phone.
Never.
You know, I mean, if I have 10 years ago, you know, it's been a long time. Tell you what works for me, Ben. First of all, you don't plug your phone into your car, right? You just listen.
I do not. I just plug it in at night, and then I plug it in at work. So
PGA Tour radio comes in over his Sirius.
See, I listen to Sirius too, but I just listen through the app.
Through my phone, yeah.
With my phone already plugged in. Like, the first thing I do when I get in my car is I plug my phone in. I use the Apple CarPlay, navigation, music, and all that. So I would know right away as soon as I sat down. I also have an Apple Watch, which is paired with my phone. If you are separated by X amount of feet from your phone, your watch will start buzzing. It'll say it's losing the connection to your phone, meaning your phone's not on you. It's a couple hundred feet away somewhere.
It's not really a problem. I tap I keep my phone in my pocket. I do the tap just to make sure it's there. I don't know why I didn't. This is the first time it's happened in years that I've been without my phone. But again, it kind of bothered me how much it bothered me that I didn't have it. And I felt incomplete without having it. You don't want to be that dependent. But it also reminded me. And when I was a kid, you know, my mom would tell you, I was a nervous child, you know. And one of the things that frightened me when I was a child was that I wouldn't get picked up at school.
100%.
And I go back and think, if I had just had a phone and some, you know, my mom could text, I'm 5 minutes out. And what a comfort that would have been.
It is.
How less stressed I would have been every single day. Like,
it is.
Walking out of school and looking like, where's your car? Is she here? Is
it's
she here?
Worst,
like,
right?
Are they going to forget me? Did something happen to them during the day? And
yeah.
I worried about it like all day. Like, would someone actually be there?
Yes.
They always were. You know, my mom was a good mom, was there to pick me up every day. But I was nervous about it. And just knowing, like, you know, my kids, when, you know, I wanted them to have phones just to know, Like, yeah, you need me, I'm there. I can text you, let you know, everything's going to be okay.
I mean,
we're in communication.
Think about being like 9 years old and your mom picks you up in the pickup line, pretty much the same spot every day,
yeah.
But got there 5 minutes late, they hit a red light, and now a couple more cars showed up, and now she's around the corner, and now she's not in her normal spot, and you're like, where the hell are you?
Yeah, I mean, Hannah tells the story all the time. Her mom forgot to pick her up one time. Just forgot to get her from school. And she's sitting out there waiting. And she said it traumatized me forever. So when people look down their noses at us for buying our 7-year-old an Apple Watch, she's like, it's never going to happen to him. Never. And now that dude can text me. Today's one of those days where I got a bunch of stuff going on. And tomorrow is the day I got a bunch of stuff going on. He's got half day. I'm going to be there. But I'm not going to be in my normal spot. I'm going to be there. You may have to stand outside for a while, but all I got to do is shoot him a text. Hey, buddy, I'm here. Just wait. I'll be pulling up in the line. It's such a relief for him, for me. But like, she's like, I never want them to feel that. I want them to always be able to get in touch with me. Now, he can't. It's very restricted. He can text like 5 people. But we now know where he is, and we can communicate with him. I think there's 2 ways to look at it. One is life is infinitely better with the phone. It's infinitely better. Not even close.
I think so, too.
There are days, though, when I'm with my family that I have to remind myself, yesterday was a perfect day. I got into the Twitter beefs, right? And I'm spiraling. I'm drowning in the Twitter beefs. And then I got to go in for a 30-minute parent-teacher conference. And as I'm walking into the room, I'm looking at my phone. And I had to physically tell myself, put your phone away, dude. Put it away. Focus on what's important, but I had to tell myself because I was in the death spiral. So I do think, you know, people do look at technology and they get all domed out about it. Life's infinitely better with it. It's infinitely better. Infinitely.
Yeah.
Life is so much easier.
Seen a lot of stories in the chat. Yeah, my dad left for 3 hours after school one day, me. Everyone remembers the day that their parents forgot them at school.
I was always in latchkey, so I was already always there till like 5:30. So my school day was 8:30 to 5:30 every day, pretty much waiting for my parents to get off work. And then when you go home, when you're old enough to go home alone, you do that. But that was a terrifying feeling. Are my parents going to pick me up? And I don't want my kids to feel mom and dad aren't coming today.
Maggie. You don't think as a kid, especially like 6, 7 years old or whatever, you're not thinking, oh, my parents aren't here, but this is an easy fix. I just go to the teacher. They'll make a phone call.
Right.
And figure it out.
You're just
thinking.
You're panicked.
I'm stuck here forever. This is my new life now.
I live here now.
I am an orphan.
The place I hate the most. This is where I live. I'll eat hot dogs and mac and cheese.
You're not thinking I'm in a safe place. There's people that care about me and are thinking of my well-being.
They don't care about me anymore. I'm on my own.
We're off to happy hour.
I don't need to fend for myself in this cold, cruel world.
My mom and dad are at happy hour, and I'm here. And the sad thing is, we left. There are millions of kids that have experienced that, and that is what breaks my heart. And that's why I said, yep, guess what? You do have an Apple Watch. Enjoy it, and don't abuse it, and use it when you need to. And we have it in school mode all day. And the minute he steps out of class, Hannah turns it on. And he can text us, you know, anything he needs. So it is, it's better. It is better, Ben.
And you can know exactly where
I know exactly where he is. You know, you don't beat yourself up because your life without it is way worse. It's not even close.
Bro, a couple of days ago, a couple weeks ago, I should say, I misplaced my new AirPod Pros that I got. I was had them for like a week. I was so excited. Couldn't find them.
Oh, find my.
Find my?
The best.
I'm like, in the middle of San Diego, like what happened? What happened? It was the day we moved, and they somehow fell into a box.
No,
not like out of my pocket. I must have been moving something because I usually keep them in my left pocket, and they must have fallen out. They ended up in a box, and they were just in the moving truck going from Escondido into San Diego.
Yeah.
And I thought they're gone. Somebody stole my AirPods,
right,
babe. Like I know exactly where they're. Do I go find this person? Do I confront him? I'm like, it's in the moving truck.
In the moving truck.
But able to know, like, the fact that if it were stolen, I was able to know exactly where it was.
If I lose my keys, my wallet, my phone, my AirPods, I can track it within 30 seconds.
Did I tell you the weird thing that happened with my Find My once? I think I did.
No.
Did that you? I looked at the Find My and I saw my kids, both of their phones,
uh-huh.
where they were, and Ted Leitner's phone, which was so weird. Like,
how do you not tell us this?
I don't know how I got
what?
The Find My, but it was like, and Ted Leitner's iPhone is... It was in Encinitas. It was, you know, a house somewhere, I assume, where he lives.
Why is like, Ted Leitner at Pacers?
I have no idea why I was able to track Uncle Teddy's phone. It was weird. I don't think I can anymore. I can't anymore. I don't think I can. This was a couple years ago.
Did you slip an AirTag into his pocket when you saw him last?
No, I did not.
I had one instance where I went up to a bachelor party a couple of years ago, and we were all coming from different areas, and we're like, hey, we're at this bar, and a bunch of people started sharing their location. You can share your location for an hour, for the end of the day,
or
indefinitely. And like a month later, I'm like, why does it say that Justin's in San Francisco on my phone? I'm like, oh, he did the indefinitely share. I'm like, hey, bro, I don't need your location
anymore. Did Teddy share his location with you?
I never asked him to, but apparently he may have done so inadvertently. And at that point, I could, you know, stalk him wherever I wanted.
So wait, if you go to Find My and go to People, Ted Leitner's name is no longer
I don't
up.
Think it's there anymore, but it used to be. I mean, I've saw it
you should
a number
ask
of times.
To follow him right now.
Yeah.
Like, ask
See
to share his location.
He'll be like, what in the world? There's my kids. Oh, there's Uncle Teddy.
But now I'm wondering whose location, like, who have I shared it unintentionally? Can people track me?
Who's watching you?
That's like,
I want you to share
weird.
It with me because I want to know where you are at all
do
times.
You?
No, not even a little.
You can do that. You just, you're on our text thread at
yeah.
the top. Or
share location.
The name, just hit share locations.
I don't even like to turn on read receipts.
No,
I don't want you to know that I've read your text or
100%, 100%.
Not. But I like it when other people do.
So, yeah,
you've
I
read
too.
My text.
Yeah.
A new upgrade.
I don't want you to know that I've read it.
I've had recently discovered I got the new iPhone 17, and it's got the new software. Group texts, I can now see bubbles typing, like who's typing. You never used to be able to do that.
Specific, that's nice. Like bubbles of different
people. It would have your picture next to the bubble. Nice. Like I can be like, ooh, it's the group chat and Ben is typing right now.
You can
now.
Also
He's
have
responding.
The background picture behind the text of the person who, if you have a picture of them, it appears behind the text. Is that not new?
New?
I don't have that on
Samsung's
mine yet.
Had that forever.
All of you people out there that put your notification silence bit on, you're all clowns, all of you. Nobody's that important.
It's a focus. You don't even know what it means.
I'm going to send the text anyway. And sometimes I'm going to send it. I'm not going to send it quietly. I'm going to send it loudly. Ooh, don't bother me. I'm turning my notifications off. It's after 8 o'clock.
If
I can't
you knew
be bothered.
What the focus feature was and how Stupid. It worked, it would actually enrich your life.
It wouldn't.
Should I notify you anyway?
Yes.
I want you to play Yakety Sax
when
I send my text.
Play the Benny Hill song when you call me.
Exactly.
Play the tuba, Paulie, when you call me. Settle down, all of you notification silenced people. Just settle down out there. Easy, Mr. President. Sorry to bother you with this text at 8:30 at night.
You know,
relax.
You probably need a phone to play Real or Fake in our next segment. If you don't have one, you're out of luck. If you do have one, call now, 833-288-0973. A chance to qualify for the Jerry Seinfeld tickets and the trip to Las Vegas in our Throwback Thursday game, 833-288-0973. We'll get to that after traffic coming up next year. Ben Woods and Paul on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I get to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. I've told you about my journey. It happened two summers ago, over 2 years ago, when I lost 40 pounds in 60 days by following the strategies that were set out for me at the beginning of the plan by my counselor, my coach, who will tell you how to change your eating habits, how to change a couple of really small things, and lose weight fast, up to a pound of fat per day, 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. And you do it without any injections, no worry about any side effects, and you don't have to exercise to lose the weight either. You're eating real food from grocery stores because you got simple steps to become a fat-burning machine. Get your free consultation now by going to sdfatloss.com. Join me, my colleagues here at 97.3 The Fan and Tier 1s who've lost thousands of pounds throughout San Diego over the past couple of years. And right now, if you sign up before October 31st, you're going to get $200 off. They're calling it the Fall Special. What it really means is if you start now, by the time 2026 rolls around, you'll already be a new you, your best self. You won't have to worry about those New Year's resolutions at all because you'll already be the size that you want to be. Thanks to SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got no time to waste, Paulie tells me. We've got Eno Saris coming up in our next segment, so let's play today's Throwback Thursday game of Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
Real or Fake brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you and we got Charles. Are you there?
I am. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Pretty simple game today. If you can get 4 out of 7 right, you will qualify for our monthly grand prize drawing trip to see Jerry Seinfeld at Caesars at the Coliseum in April, April 17th to be specific. You can get your own tickets to the show at Ticketmaster.com. You're also going to get a 2-night stay at the Flamingo and a $100 gas card. You even have a phone a friend to Woods to help you out here. So here's what we got for you. Last week, you might remember, we tested your knowledge of Chinese Basketball Association teams. This should be a little easier. Much closer to home. San Diego Gulls open their AHL home schedule on Saturday at Pechanga Arena. Today on Real or Fake, I'll give you a team nickname. You tell me if it's a real club in the American Hockey League or a fake I've thrown in to fool you. Charles, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Woods, you have any idea?
Some.
All right, round number one.
Not great.
The Phantoms. Real or fake, Charles?
I'm going to say fake.
Same. Fake!
Same.
It's real. Lehigh Valley Phantoms. All right, it's okay. 0-1. Lehigh Valley, okay. I think it's in Pennsylvania. Round number two. The Salmon. Real or fake?
You had to pick hockey, didn't you?
Yeah, he sure did, didn't he?
Right.
Minor league hockey. Minor league hockey.
Fake.
The Salmon. I'm
going to
say fake.
Fake.
Yeah. Well, I thought that sounded fake, so I thought you might go the other way. All right. One right. Round three. The Denali. Real or fake?
Denali. that sounds like a real one.
Real.
Damn it. On that one. All right. Round number four. You're still alive. UConn Denali.
Chevy's UConn, isn't it?
But they also, you know, it's a mountain in Alaska, and they play hockey up there. So I'll give it a try.
Damn it.
All right.
All right. Round number four. The Checkers.
What?
The Checkers.
That's got to be fake.
Charlotte Checkers.
Shut your pie
hole. Now we are. Okay, we're up against it here. We're 1-3. You need to get 3 in a row correct. Let's try the Flurries. The Flurries.
Oh, it's fake.
Really?
I'm sorry, Charles. Yeah, that was fake.
Sorry, Charlie.
Better luck next time. I'm sorry.
That sucks.
The Monsters.
Fake.
Real. Cleveland. The Leviathan.
Fake.
There we go. We got something right. All right.
That was
no winner today. Hey, you know what? That gives other people an opportunity to qualify tomorrow and take on Woods.
Really, sorry, I really enjoyed that.
Let's take a timeout. We get some time for Eno Saris, talk baseball playoffs, and more smart baseball with our friend from The Athletic coming up next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
But first, everybody, wanted to tell you work that they're doing over at Loan Pronto right now. If you're a homeowner, you definitely want to listen up. Loan Pronto doing incredible, incredible things. Their rate reduction home loan program, streamlined, low-cost way to slash your house payments by hundreds of dollars a month. You could lock in a fixed rate on a new mortgage as low as 4.99% APR closed in as little as 2 weeks. No appraisal needed in most cases. And the kicker is you could skip your next two house payments entirely. Rates this low will not last, so do not wait. Call Loan Pronto now. Free, no obligation quote. They're pretty great at what they do. Lower payments, more money in your pocket, and a fresh start with a better mortgage. 619-207-4336 or go to loanpronto.com. Lock in your new low rate. Skip those next two payments. Don't let high rates hold you back. 619-207-4336 or go to loanpronto.com. Get the process started on the website. Again, loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 1661781. Subject to lender approval, NMLSconsumerAccess.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 11/1. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Eno Saris is on a dog walk right now, but he's standing by. He's going to get his affairs in order. And then will join us.
I heard a lot of commotion on the phone during the break.
You ever?
And he said, hang on. I got a dog nemesis, neighborhood nemesis.
Yeah. You've had dogs.
Don't anymore.
But you did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take them on walks?
No, I slide them in the backyard.
That's what I thought. See, now, my dogs always needed a walk every day. And there's nothing. They would pull on the lead. Like,
yeah,
another dog
another
was coming.
Dog would come.
And it was always an incident.
Yeah.
Every time. And I'd have to grab with both hands.
Super fun.
Like, hold them back. They were just happy to see the other dog,
yeah,
but it didn't
tails are wagging. They just want to go play.
They just wanted to go play, but it was a nightmare every single time.
I'd go,
there's a dog 500 yards away. Turn around. Turn around, go the other direction.
Poor Eno.
Yeah. We'll get to Eno, see how he's doing after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's time for the super polished, just to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
East County Chris in our chat says Eno for manager would be chill AF.
I would sign up for it right now.
We'd have a smart baseball team.
We would.
Out about it. Good
we
morning,
would.
Eno. How's the dog? How are you?
I'm good. But you know how I often come on the show and I am a voice of optimism,
yeah, mm-hmm,
and I make you guys feel better.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. Not today.
Oh.
Ooh. I was literally going to start the convo, you know, with, I'm tired. I'm tired. Dog tired of this team and what it's done to me.
I mean, this is the beginning of the chickens coming home to roost a little bit, because I was looking at the finances, and if you look at the projected arbitration increases and you look at the salary, what you have is 20 $6 million to spend, and you need two starting pitchers, one of which should be a frontline guy, at least, and you need more power. And you're not going to get all that for $20 million.
All right, well, we'll see you next week.
You know, we'll talk to you next week.
If we're going to start with finances, let's start with the news that I believe came out yesterday. They set the one-year qualifying offer at just over $22 million. I got to think, Dylan Cease, it's a no-brainer.
Yep.
Can they even offer it to Michael King? I mean, he'll opt out of his mutual option, and then I would assume they can give it to him. Will they give it to him? How do you think the Padres will handle the QOs, as it were?
Yeah, they'll hand it to both of those guys. And I guess, you know, it could make them more likely to return to the Padres, because when they leave after the QO, they, you know, there's a draft pick compensation attached to it. So, you know, I doubt either of those guys take it. It's been a long road to free agency for both of them. I think they've both established a good amount of value. I don't think any of them needs like a 1 year pillow contract. Now, maybe Cease, maybe he thinks, you know, I take this $20 million and I have a better year. And,
I thought King would be more likely coming off an injury riddled season where he'd want to reestablish just the fact that he can go out there and put up some innings. But I can see your argument with Cease as well. I think they both would turn it down though.
I think they both turned down. Yeah,
Arise would take it in an instant.
Oh yeah,
at 22, so you can't offer it.
No, but I thought he has one more year.
Nope. No, he's done. He's a free agent.
He's done.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, other than the Arise thing, which I had wrong, I guess the good news is the lineup is, you could pretty much press go on it again.
Yeah. With Laureano back, you've got a fairly established lineup coming back.
Yeah, and so if that's the case, then, you know, I think you're bargain hunting. I mean, I know that that's not AJ Preller's style.
Right.
So I tried to, you know, this is the best I could do at the top of the market, and I think it's going to cost more than $20 million, but maybe you could get Shane Bieber and Eugenio Suarez, get Suarez to play first. Mm. And maybe that would cost a combined like $30, $35
million. Yeah.
I'd sign up for that.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
I
mean,
too.
They got Nick Pivetta for $1 million last year somehow, so that worked.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, maybe that's a possibility. If that happens, I mean, you're still a starting pitcher short. So you'd really want another $5 million or so to at least sign.
You're not as high on J.P. Sears as I was earlier today.
Oh, man.
I tried to sell J.P. Sears.
He really did the
left-handed 2.5 to 3 WAR option that Padres fans didn't know we already had.
Well, I think Sears is fine. I think in my math, he's the 4 if you had signed Bieber.
Pivetta, Vasquez, Musgrove.
Oh yeah, he'd be the 5.
Yeah,
he'd be
5.
The 5.
Yeah.
That's all right. I mean, the only problem is that normally teams that have, you know, somebody like Sears as a 5 would say, oh, and we have this prospect circled as like possibly coming up and, you know, maybe taking a job or whatever, you know, like, you know, maybe somebody that could improve upon
Kolek,
that spot.
Burgert, you know,
yeah,
those
yeah.
guys that they had
yeah.
traded for a catcher.
Yeah. And teams use 10 starting pitchers on average. And as far as I can tell, the best starting pitching prospect that the Padres have is 20 years old and not due for the major leagues for like 3 more years. Cash
Mayfield. Yeah. No, did we trade him?
We traded Boston Bateman. That's right. Cash Mayfield.
Yeah, no,
it's hard to keep track
hard.
Of this.
Well, also,
question.
There's Cash
there's
and
Cruz.
Boston and Cruz and Jagger and all these weird names, and they all run together, just like my little league team, Eno.
Yeah.
When you started this segment, you know, when you said this is the you know, maybe the chickens coming home to roost, I've definitely thought that for many years. They've found a way to surprise me and keep me entertained and, you know, make the playoffs. You know, there's certainly star power on this team. If they play up to their potential, anything can happen, as we know. But, you know, the pitching is, you got to find a way to replace innings from Dylan Cease. You just have to. And, you know, we'll see if they can do that. But I thought you were going to talk
I mean,
about...
Also,
Oh, go ahead. I thought you were going to bring up Mike Schilt leaving. So I actually feel better that this is just a, you know, the normal payroll roster situation that we're very familiar with.
We do that every offseason.
Well, just the other way, this is, I don't think this is Preller style, but maybe he'll be forced into it, is the kind of veteran, has lots of pitches, Chris Bassett.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Zach Gallen wants a pillow contract, you know, to reestablish his value if he doesn't get a qualifying offer from the Diamondbacks. So you get these guys who have shown you innings and are okay, you know, and have lots of pitches, veteran dudes. And you get a couple of those guys. You know, there's a risky corner infielder, Munetaka Murakami, who has like a 30% strikeout rate in Japan, of all places.
Yeah.
I'm sure AJ's watched like half of his games in person.
Well, I'm sure he already has a Dodger hat in his locker. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, right. I mean, it is kind of hard sometimes. But they may not have room for him on that roster in L.A.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some options, but there's just not a lot of money. When it comes to the managerial search, there's one name that really jumps off the page, and I think you guys know what I'm about to say.
We Ryan don't,
Flaherty?
So...
Flaherty.
Yeah, we've talked about him.
We have.
I mean, I just think there's a couple things that are unique about the Padres situation. First of all, I think you kind of want to go maybe a little bit towards new school, away from old school. I think maybe. You know, I think.
Yeah, if old school means bunting 60% above league minimum, then yes, I'd like to go away from that. But
and I know that Flaherty is an avid reader of. You know, the sort of analytical stuff that's out on the internet, and I know that he sort of tends in that direction. But he's also the son of a manager, you know, a college manager. So he's been around that sort of decision making process his whole life. I think he's been a guy who struggled as a big leaguer and had some success as well. He was a first round pick, so you know he's somebody that can speak to all kinds of different players. And the other part that's unique is AJ Preller himself, you know, and I don't know that there's a lot of people that necessarily want to sign up for that, given how quickly he's chewed up all the other managers.
Yeah. I mean, Flaherty was here, you know, he was here. What was he?
He knows.
Bench coach, yeah. Under, yeah.
So here's the, I'll just tell you from our perspective, and at least what I think a lot of the fans will say. Now that's Manny's boy. Right? Flaherty and Manny are super tight. So if Flaherty gets the gig, guess what everybody says? Oh, Manny got his guy. That's who Manny wanted. Manny's going to walk all over him. This clubhouse is going to walk all over him, you know, run roughshod over a first-time manager. Look, like I said earlier in the program today, I can sell anything. If you give it to me, I can sell a reason to be excited about it. He was like the one guy that I thought, this is going to be a really tough sell, in my opinion, just based on the fact that he was here, you know, he's Manny's guy. It's a different look. I do love that he's, you know, a forward thinker. Certainly that would be great, but I don't know. That's my only concern.
When you said AJ himself, you didn't mean AJ actually managing the team himself, because it's been a while since we've had a GM manager. Padres did back
like
in the Jack McKeon days,
like
the old GM manager, but we don't see that anymore, you know?
I don't think they like that. I don't think the players want the GM in the dugout. That's interesting. I hadn't thought of it from that. So the name that just popped in my head when you were talking about that aspect of it was Buck Showalter, because I mean, you'd just be getting somebody who does not take snip from nobody.
That's also Manny's guy.
Is he?
That's not a bad thing.
This is not like Manny choosing. I mean, Buck is like he's a dude.
He's not going to let
Manny run all over him.
Why hasn't he been hired yet? That's the thing. We interviewed him and we're like, hey, pretty sharp dude, right? Like, he's got a track record.
Yeah.
Why hasn't anybody hired him? Why hasn't anybody hired Joe Maddon? Why hasn't anybody hired Joe Girardi? Why hasn't anybody hired some of these guys? They, you know, in a league for years where
Maddon talking, saying he feels like he has too many opinions to be a manager now. That GMs don't want opinionated managers anymore.
All the guys that you just mentioned are opinionated managers. Yeah, I mean, the trend has definitely been to have basically a person who is part of the front office but has a label as a manager, you know, like, you know, somebody who's in lockstep. So Aaron Boone is the modern manager. He is in lockstep with everything that the front office believes. And so when people think that he's just an automaton, no, no, he believes in the same things that the front office believes.
That's what AJ wants. Dave Roberts, too. I mean, I think you could say the same for both of those guys. You know, the guys that will fall in line, but they actually do believe in the philosophy and, you know, get to semi call the shots down there.
What do you think about Carlos Beltran?
AJ, I don't know. AJ has, I love him. I love him as a player. He was really smart to talk to. I mean, say what you will about the sign stealing thing, but the beginning of that, the portion of that he was responsible for was traditional sign stealing.
Yeah.
You know, he's the kind of, he's a top of the step, notice everything in the game type of player. So I would absolutely, if he's on the table, I haven't seen him mentioned in any of the searches, but I would be into that.
Consider him mentioned, Eno.
Yeah, I like that one. But you know, and then the other thing is just with AJ, I do believe that he wants somebody that falls in line, I guess. But also some of the best moves they made in the front office was when they had Dave Cameron in the front office, and he was a voice of opposition.
Yes.
You know,
AJ
like
doesn't mind opposition. He doesn't. He really doesn't.
That's what I'm thinking. I think he could like somebody, you know, as a manager who stood up for himself and had different ideas and was, you know, was willing to kind of go, you know, speak for himself.
But not quite as stubborn, perhaps, as certain managers can be at times. It's fascinating. I think that was a really good conversation. Probably the best one we've had so far about potential future Padres managers. Leave it to Eno to come.
Well, we talked earlier about not wanting to live in an echo chamber. This was not an echo chamber. This was the hard truth that, you know, we may be faced with.
But Brian Flaherty could very well be the next manager.
He very well could be.
No doubt about it.
He's like the first of two or three names that get thrown out there by everybody.
Everybody's talking about that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you very much.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I mean, figuring out that pitching staff is, I think, actually the thing that's the hardest for me, because there's no free agency anymore. Free agency is dying. And, you know, if you're at the top of the market, it's only Shane Bieber and Fromber. And so even me being like, I'll take the more affordable, possibly Shane Bieber, maybe I'm totally off. Maybe he gets $30 million a year for 6 years, you know?
Yeah, you never know. What about Ranger Suarez, quickly?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll throw him in that top three.
Yeah.
Whatever one of those top three is the cheapest, I'll take.
All right.
All right, we'll preview the World Series matchup next Thursday. I'm guessing it'll include the Los Angeles Dodgers. Thank you, Eno.
No question.
See you guys.
There he is, Eno Saris from The Athletic, Smart Baseball every week. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino.
Chris wants to know, was Flash the one that did the calligraphy lineup cards? No,
no.
That was Ryan Christensen.
he Ryan did Flaherty manage Flash. For like a week, though.
Flaherty did.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back and revisit
that. We have to look at that again. All right, Rhino Report. We got an NFL threesome coming up. Ben Woods continuing one more hour here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.